We felt, on the contrary, that there would be no more appropriate way to publicly introduce our mission and to remind both the nation and the panel members of the solemnity of our work. We would hear from the victims' representatives, and then we would have the first public staff statement, read aloud by Eleanor Hill. Guests walking into the room that day saw a raised stage with 20 high-backed leather chairs arrayed around a half-hexagon table facing the witness and the audience. A step lower and in front of those chairs was another crescent of 17 chairs, also facing the audience and the witness table. The effect was that of a two-tiered assault, 37 questioners, each facing down the witness. That first day, the hearing room was packed and skeptical. From the internal staff changes to the delay in the hearing schedule to the highly publicized NSA leak, we had been pounded by unfavorable media coverage almost from the outset. At the same time, we knew we were doing good work, and the first open hearing would be a chance for us to show it. At 10 a.m., I gaveled the inquiry to order and commenced our public hearings with an opening statement. I said that